The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
A post-mortem examination is set to be carried out on the body of a 75-year-old woman named locally as Miriam Burns, who was found at her home in the Ardchanavuli housing estate in Killarney yesterday afternoon with unexplained injuries. Gardaí are preserving the crime scene, potentially, with a full investigation expected to begin later today. For the very latest on this, I'm joined by Amy Nerea, the senior journalist with Radio Kerry. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, a very popular woman, a very well-known woman living in a very nice area of Killarney.
Absolutely, Pat. We know quite a bit about Miriam Burns now at this stage. We know she was a mother of four, two adult children, some of whom were living abroad, aged in her mid-70s, with a number of grandchildren. We've had tributes paid to her here on Radio Kerry. She's been described as a well-known woman, always spotted cycling around Killarney, apparently a very elegant woman, as she was described by local councillor Niall O'Callaghan here, would always stop for a chat, involved in a lot of local community organisations. So as you can imagine, a massive shock for the community of Killarney and for the wider county of Kerry, which has faced a lot of devastation in terms of tragedies already this year, Pat.
Now, are people presuming that foul play is what happened here? The Gardaí have been circumspect.
Yeah, exactly. The statement that was released by Gardaí yesterday evening and again this morning was that the circumstances around her death are unexplained, Pat. So while the use of foul play in terms of the Gardaí statements hasn't been used, it's implied with the statement that was released. Both Gardaí and the emergency services attended the scene yesterday around 1:15 when she was discovered dead at the property. The alarm was raised by a family member abroad who was concerned because he hadn't heard from her. And at that stage, he contacted neighbours who also hadn't seen the woman, and they contacted Gardaí and the emergency services. The Technical Bureau arrived yesterday evening. The house was cordoned off. An incident room was set up in Killarney Garda Station, and door-to-door inquiries were carried out. But her body remains at the scene this morning, Pat, for a technical examination, and a post-mortem is likely to be carried out today. The state pathologist has yet to arrive, but I understand that once she has visited the scene, her body will then be taken to University Hospital Kerry for that post-mortem. And as I said, her injuries are unexplained, but the post-mortem will determine the direction of the investigation.
Now, when was Mrs. Burns last seen, do we know?
We don't know that. We just know that she hadn't been seen in a number of days. Now, she was living in the housing estate in Ardchanavuli. It's located just outside the town. She lived in a terraced house there, a number of houses around her. But like that, none of the neighbours had seen her for a number of days. And the alarm was raised, as I said, by a son who hadn't heard from her either. Now, for anybody who might be familiar with Killarney, Ardchanavuli Estate, it's walking distance from the train station, and for those who would have know it a little bit better, again, it's on the same road as McDonald's restaurant. So while it's a busy enough area on the roads outside the estate, the location itself will be very quiet. You wouldn't have very much passing traffic, mainly just residents who largely consist of older families, pensioners. I mean, it's associated with being a very quiet area, so you can imagine the shock that's going around the town today.
And according to reports, no sign of a break-in. So if anything untoward happened to Mrs. Burns, it was someone that she presumably welcomed into her house.
Yeah, I guess you could think that. All right. Now, I haven't heard any more from the Gardaí in that respect. So, as I said, it's kind of just anecdotally we're hearing that. But as I said, a lot of shock around the town, you know, a real sense of numbness around the loss. Of course, there's going to be a lot of questions as to who would have been close to her that could have possibly been around. But as I said, we've had tributes being paid this morning and last night since the news broke. I mentioned Niall O'Callaghan there, who knew Miriam Burns, and he was quite upset talking about her this morning. The community is just shocked, Pat, saddened, bewildered, I suppose, as to how something like this could happen to someone who was so involved in Killarney life. So giving of her time to everybody, a very upsetting time for those who knew her and of course her family.
And of course at this holiday time of the year, people are not necessarily going to miss someone as readily as they might do at a different time of the year. Look, Amy, thank you very much for that report. That's Amy Nerea, the senior journalist with Radio Kerry.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.